How's the commute here for you?
It's a little
Mr.
longer.
Mr. Rudolph. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm good. How are you? How are we doing?
Okay.
Hold this before he spills it again. So the commute here, it's not terrible. You know, the hours that we're on the road, obviously not many other people are on the road, so it's a little longer than my drive to Winter Park, but when you're driving to a building as nice as this, I speak for most when I say I probably drive an hour to get here. I mean, I don't care. We have this incredible new building with every resource that we could need to be successful. So not that Winter Park wasn't just amazing, but coming here is pretty cool.
How do you like this facility?
The facility's awesome.
You just asked that question?
No, the Wilfs did an unbelievable job giving us every resource that we need to go out and win a championship. And that's the expectations in this organization. And, you know, they've shown first with the stadium and now with this that they're going to do everything they can to make sure we have the best of anyone.
Where's the, you know, the chemistry with Cousins and all? I mean, does that start right here? What happens in terms of it?
You know, absolutely. You know, it's this time of year is big for team camaraderie across the board, not just quarterback skill player, but, you know, as an offense, we're working out as a whole, and, you know, we're getting out here and we're around each other again. Usually by, you know, this time early April, you know, we've all been off on our own working out, and we're excited to get back together and excited to get to work. Next week, the coaches can be out on the field with us and coaches school. And, you know, then that's when it starts. It's like more like football. And, you know, as players, we do everything we can now. We trust Coach Uwe's plan. And, you know, he's done an unbelievable job throughout the first 2 weeks so far to get us ready from, you know, everyone kind of doing their own thing and being in their own workouts to funneling us together and then getting us ready to work with the coaches.
What's it like, though, being with Kirk just the first week or so? I know it's not.
It's been good. Obviously, he's a phenomenal football player, but he's an even better person, and he's a great leader. You can just see that kind of naturally he has that, you know, aura about him. You know, he's energetic. He's excited about coming to work every day, and that's what you expect out of your quarterback.
What are your initial impressions of the Eagles' offense?
It's been a lot of fun as we've dove into it over the last couple weeks. You know, you look at the success that he's had calling plays, for me specifically, the success that he's had with tight ends that he's been around. So it's exciting. We have a ton of playmakers on offense, and he's mentioned multiple times that he's going to get the ball in everybody's hands and everybody's going to have an opportunity to make plays. And, you know, we just want to be one-third of this team that helps us win games. And, you know, we know that defense and special teams will take care of their end as well. A little bit. You know, obviously, aside from one other person, he's about the only guy that wasn't here last year. So, you know, a lot of carryover, but some new stuff as well. And, you know, you think back, this is our third coordinator in 3 years. So, you know, the verbiage has kind of transcended over the last 3 years and gotten away from what we had originally. So it's changed a little bit.
Can you tell a different vibe around here? This year you've been through some off-season programs before, mm-hmm. but can you tell just the difference with the way last year ended and all the new things around here?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're not excited this time of year, if you're not excited to get going, you should probably hang them up. But, you know, there's definitely an added motivation to the way we ended the year last year, being so close. But we haven't won a game yet. And, you know, the first thing that Coach Zim mentioned in our team meeting is, you don't get to pick up at 13 wins. You know, we don't automatically get a first-round bye next year because we had one last year. We're starting 0-0 like everyone else, and it's a new year. And this is the time that we get to lay the foundation for what we will and what will the 2018 Vikings be.
You talked about that added motivation, mm-hmm. the way last season ended. How much does that fuel you guys?
I mean, I think if you're a competitor, it has to fuel you. To get a taste of, you know, playoff success, winning games, being one game away from the Super Bowl, you know, like I said, if it doesn't motivate you and you're not excited to be back to work right now, you should probably just hang them up.
So what did that do for you in the off season as far as personally your workouts?
You know, my workouts haven't changed. You know, obviously I'm rehabbing an injury, so I'm doing everything I can to first get completely healthy, and then, you know, once I'm completely healthy, it's about being the best athlete and the best football player I can be. And I think one of the things that Coach Zimmer does that's phenomenal throughout this process, and, you know, people ask all the time, well, how much work can you actually get done in, you know, phase one, where coaches can't even be on the field with you? You know, we meet every day as a team, and we learn, you know, situations, and, you know, we become smarter football players. And you look back over the last 4 years, it's night and day in how much better we are in terms of situational football and winning close games in the fourth quarter.
What can't you do rehabbing your injury?
I mean, I can pretty much do everything on a scaled basis. Mm-hmm. So if we were to play a game tomorrow, I probably wouldn't be very good, but I could go out there. So a lot kind of as the last year ended.
Kyle, when you're a quarterback that's coming in like Kirk is, what is that process like of trying to be yourself but also kind of trying to take a leadership role really early on?
You know, I think for a guy, and I don't want to speak for Kirk, but, you know, he's been in this league for 6 years. He knows himself. He knows what he brings to the table. So, you know, he just has been himself to this point. And, you know, when you're a great football player and you bring energy and excitement to work every single day, you're going to become a leader. Guys are going to naturally want to follow you.
Couple more questions.
Kyle, was there ever a piece of advice that you got after the draft that you've passed along the years that stuck with you?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, you know, obviously you work your entire life for the NFL draft. And up until that point in your career, it's the best day of your life. But it's just the beginning. It's the start of your NFL career, not the goal. Obviously, your dream is to be drafted and play in the NFL, but you know, once you're drafted, you haven't done anything. So it's time to start getting to work. And, you know, I was told by old guys when I was a young guy, and, you know, it's as a rookie, you come in and, you know, we do everything you can to help us win football games. And you know, that's just what I've tried to do here over the last 8 years.
Are you an old guy now?
They keep calling me that. And I'm only 28, but, you know, an offensive meeting yesterday, Flip's like, Rudy, how old are you? We were talking about Boomer Esiason. I was like, Coach, I wasn't alive when Boomer played for the Bengals. Like, I'm not that old, but, you know, we have a younger locker room, and, you know, we don't have those mid-30, late-30-year-old guys around here anymore. So, you know, from a football experience, I'm considered one of the older guys. And, like I said, I just try to do everything I can to help us win football games, and if guys follow in that, then great.
Thanks, Kyle.
Yep, you bet, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.